I remember many, many times in my journey in quitting porn where I was just frustrated out of my mind because I knew I didn't want porn in my life. I knew I didn't want it, but I kept going back to it. And every time I did go back to it, I wondered, why do I keep doing this to myself? Why do I, even though I'm a good person, even though I have these values and this vision for my life, and the vision that I want in my life is to be a man that doesn't need porn and doesn't have porn in my life. And I wanted to get married, I want to have kids and all that, right? But at the same time, I had this, kept this porn habit with me, and every time I did it, I was frustrated and tormented. And I know you know this experience, and this is why I'm making this video for you guys. So this is exactly why you keep going back to porn even though you don't want to, and why you keep getting frustrated about it.
Hey, you're listening to the Quit Porn, Achieve More podcast, where we talk about how to break free from porn quickly and easily so that you can finally live with integrity, confidence, and focus on bigger and better things. My name is Ben Uyama, and I gave up porn more than 5 years ago after battling it alone for most of my life. I've been married for more than 12 years, we have 3 kids, and I've been helping men quit porn one-on-one for more than 10 years now. Let's get started.
The first thing you have to know about your porn habit is that your brain is the enemy. And I like to say that there is a little monster inside your brain. And this little monster, every time that you're really urging and triggered to watch porn and you go down that thought pattern, your little monster is putting on its boxing gloves and it's telling you to come into the ring and box it and fight it because it wants to dominate you and wants to fight you, right? It's trying to take over. In other words, the dopamine in your brain is real. And the dopamine is literally trying to get you back to this original source of dopamine hit. And its only job is to get you back to that source, okay? So in other words, your brain literally thinks that without porn, you're going to die. Literally. Like, it thinks, it believes that without porn, you're going to die because the dopamine is telling you that without this, you can't survive. In other words, it's saying that porn and masturbation is somehow linked to your survival as a human being. And somehow the linkage between porn and masturbation and reproduction and sexuality is that that's creating that strong neural pathway and this sexual imprinting that's telling you that in order to survive, you need porn. Okay, so that's the first thing that we need to figure out, is that your brain literally thinks that you're going to die without porn. So with that knowledge, I'm not trying to say like it's all your brain's fault, it's all you. No, it is also your decision to respond to that and to engage with that and to eventually act out and watch porn. However, it's important to know this because it's in those very moments where you're usually urged and triggered to go down that rabbit hole, to watch that content, to do that Google search, to click on that thumbnail, to watch that video, etc., etc. You know the pattern. It's your decision, but really what it comes down to, it's your brain that's screaming in your ear, hey man, you need porn, you need it. Whatever all those emotions you're feeling, all that stress and anxiety you're feeling in this particular day, the frustration you're feeling in this particular day, that fight you had with your wife or your parent or whatever, or that stress you're experiencing from work and all that pressure, or the arousal you're experiencing because you saw something trigger or whatever, you know what would fix all of that? Porn would. That's what the little monster is screaming, okay? So in these moments, it's really important to understand, this is what I had to do, is I imagined that I was getting into the boxing ring, putting on my gloves, and about to fight this monster, okay? Here's the thing though, the monster wants to fight you, and you know very well that when you get into the ring with a monster, you're pretty much gonna lose. You know very well. And before you know it, you think, oh, I can do it. Oh, I can watch one video. Or I can just take a little peek. Or I could just fantasize a little bit. I'm not gonna engage it that much. Before you know it, the next second, you know what's happening is you're on the ground and this little monster is sitting on top of you, pounding you in the face, and it's telling you to submit and to give in, all right? Because you can't win in a boxing match with a little monster. The way to win, guys, is through reasoning. See where we're going here? The way to win against your brain is with logic, because your brain is reasonable. Your brain is actually reasonable and logical, and you can win these battles through just reason. Stopping the fight, taking off your gloves and say, hey, let's sit down, little monster. Let's sit down, brain. Let's talk about this. And how you reason it with, you say, hey, you know, we're on the same page. We actually want the same thing. We both want to be healthy. We both want to be adventurous. We both want to have integrity. We both want to be confident. We both want to get rid of this shame. We both want to stop damaging our brain, spirit, and body. We both want the same thing. Let's figure this out together. Let's talk about it. Because your brain is constantly making these justifications as to why you need porn or why only a little bit of porn is not going to hurt you, or you've been doing really well recently on this NoFap thing and you deserve a little something, and a little porn never hurts anyone, or a little masturbation never hurt anyone, or a little fantasizing never hurt anyone, or a little bit lingering and watching women at the gym never hurt. Well, you know very well that doesn't work, right? So the question becomes, how do you reason with the brain? And this is what it comes down to. You have to preemptively be ready to have ammunition to fight against the logic that your brain is trying to tell you, the justifications that it's trying to tell you, all right? For example, one of the most common reasonings that the brain gives people, especially in our program, and the guys that I literally talk every single day with guys who are in our program who are battling with their brain and having these justifications pop up and having them reason them down, right? One of the main justifications and reasons the brain says is, hey, you've been doing good. You could use a little porn. It's not going to hurt you. It's only a little bit. A little bit of porn never hurt anyone, right? Okay, so that's one, for example, that's one very common reason that in those very moments, like right now, if I asked you right now, like you, the person that you are, the smart, capable guy that you are, if I asked you what's wrong with a little bit of porn, I'm sure you could give me a few reasons, and we'll outline a few of them here. But when it really counts, when you're in the ring with them in the boxing ring, those reasons fly out the window because you haven't pinpointed them. You haven't labeled them. You haven't labeled your emotion. You haven't figured out exactly the root cause of why you're feeling these urges, and therefore you're going to lose because you don't have the reasoning and the reasoning to counteract and to negate the justifications that your brain is making. Does that make sense? Okay, so that justification right there that we'll go into right now is, a little porn never hurt anyone. If you just once a month, once every few months, every few weeks, it's fine. It's not going to hurt everyone. In fact, everybody in the world is doing it. Everyone's fine. In fact, until now, you've been functional, haven't you? You've been functionally, you keeping porn your habit. It hasn't really affected your relationships or your time or energy, so you think, right? So here are three reasons why a little bit of porn is detrimental, actually, and terrible for you. And these are three reasons that you can take with you as ammunition when you go into the boxing ring, all right? Number one is that a little bit of porn always leads to more porn, okay? We know this from studies, actually. This is why people develop addictions, right? I'm sure when you first watched porn and masturbated, you didn't think 10 years, 20 years down the road, years down the road, you'd still be here, did you? People who smoke, the first time they smoke, they don't think in 10 years from now, I'm going to be requiring a packet of cigarettes every day just to function. Alcoholics did not think that they'd be here where they are. This is how addictions develop, guys. It's called a chain link addiction for a reason. It's because one session always leads to another for multiple reasons. And one of the reasons being, it only takes two exposures to completely flood your brain with dopamine to the point that you require another hit or another session or another frequency or of higher intensity just to experience the same level of dopamine. So it's a desensitization act that always requires you to have more. All right, so that's reason number one, is that a little porn always leads to more porn, okay? Masturbation in itself also almost always leads to more porn because of the dopamine effect, because usually when people are masturbating, their brain is trying to get them back to porn. And one of the justifications it makes is, hey, if you just masturbate without watching porn, it's fine, it's normal. But you know very well that doesn't work, guys. I know this from personal experience. Every time I thought that and tried it, I knew the very next day after masturbating without porn, or like very soon after, I would eventually watch porn. It's because it's just another way of the brain's way of saying, hey, just a little masturbation is fine, okay? Here is the second reason why a little bit of porn is detrimental. And that is because as long as you have a little bit of porn in your life, you will never actually figure out the root cause of why you have the porn habit in the first place. Because every time you are experiencing these negative emotions that are the primary trigger, the primary reason you have porn, every time you experience stress, anxiety, frustration, boredom, depression, shame, all that, and you use porn as an escape from that, you'll never, ever, ever be able to address why you have the habit in the first place. And you will always be squashing down those emotions. And it's detrimental, and I repeat, detrimental to you as a person to run away to a supernormal stimulus such as porn, such as video games, such as social media, YouTube, whatever, without ever addressing why you felt those emotions in the first place. So if you're feeling stress or anxiety, especially anxiety about whatever, anything at all, and you don't actually go the process of going inward and asking why do I feel this? And keep peeling it back. Then you will always have porn in your life because you'll never address the reason why you have it. So that's why a little bit of porn is detrimental and not a good idea. It's because you will never figure out why you keep porn in the first place, okay? Number three reason why a little bit of porn is a terrible idea, and I'm giving you these options because it's good ammunition to have when your brain is really telling you to go back to porn, even though you're a person that doesn't want to keep it in your life. It's your brain that's trying to get you back. So the third reason is, as long as you have a little bit of porn in your life, you will never really be living in integrity, okay? Integrity means your words and your actions are the same. It means that your vision and values and your actions are the same. It's the man who you want to be and then the man you are today are the same and aligned. It's that your actions today are leading you to be the man that you want to be. And as long as a little bit of porn is in your life and your values and there's a discrepancy between your values and your actions, you're living out of integrity, because integrity by definition means that you're the same, your actions and your words are the same all the time, no matter what. And if you're having a little bit of porn on those exact days where you think, oh, masturbating is fine, a little bit of porn, a little peek is fine, you're living out of integrity on that very day. And therefore, you're not ever fully able to be the man that you want, because you're not living the man that you want to be. And this is what I tell you. This is a mind shift change that blows people's minds in our program, is that you can decide today to quit porn, and today you can be a man that doesn't have porn. Like today. Today, every single day you wake up, you can decide to be a man of integrity and have that integrity and take it with you every single day and take the actions that are required to be that man. And one of those actions that is required to be a man of integrity, the man you want to be, is to just not engage with porn and masturbation. This is why quitting porn can be instantaneous, all right? And I've alluded to the fact that porn recovery and the use of porn are very separate things, all right? So there's a root cause you use porn, and then there's you deciding to alleviate those emotions, that root cause issue with pornography and masturbation. So if you can identify the reason that you use porn and alleviate that in a healthy, productive way and really understand it logically, then your brain has no other way than to submit to your logic and to your reasoning, okay? So for example, if you said, you know, today I'm really, really anxious because you know, I had friends over and it was a social environment and I was really stressed out. And okay, why was I really stressed out? Well, because I feel like I have to always be a certain way. And if I'm not a certain way, I feel like I'm disapproved of, or I'm disappointing people, right? And you kind of peel it back like that. What happens here is that when you get to the root emotion, the root trigger of why you're feeling these urges to go back to porn, then your brain understands logically that, oh yeah, this is why I'm seeking porn. And then your brain logically says, oh yeah, that doesn't actually make sense. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't make sense to run away to porn just because I'm stressed and anxious. In fact, that's the worst thing I could do. The better thing I can do is talk to somebody about this, because your brain, again, is a logical entity and it will understand this. So when you keep peeling it back and saying, why to that, why to that, why to that, then your brain goes, oh, okay, this makes sense. And your brain is on your team. Your brain wants to serve you because it's a survival mechanism. Your brain wants to survive at the end of the day. But the thing is, porn has just been the easiest and most easily accessible outlet to alleviate these stresses and these emotions. And you've desensitized yourself to the point where you require porn, or you develop a dependency, an artificial dependency on porn just to alleviate these root cause reasons, okay? Anyway, if this video is helpful for you guys, give it a like and also comment below. Let me know that you appreciated it so I know what kind of content to make. Also, if you're really serious about quitting porn, guys, you can join our program. It's 100% anonymous and 100% effective. If it doesn't work for you, money back guaranteed. I've been doing this for many, many years, over 10 years with guys, so I really know how exactly to fast track your progress. And I promise you that it's going to change your life. And there's really no reason not to join. There's no risk at all to you. And it doesn't require a lot of effort or time, I promise. And check that out at benuyama.com if you're ready, when you're serious. I'll see you on the other side. See you in the next video. Bye-bye.
Hey, are you feeling frustrated at yourself for still keeping porn in your life and you're ready to finally get serious? Trust me, guys, I've been there. Well, you're in luck because I have a completely free training that you can take right now at benuyama.com. In that training, I explain the exact three-step process I personally used to quit porn and help other men do the same quickly and easily. Don't believe it? Check it out for yourself right now at benuyama.com and I'll see you.